Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, while the White House is actively working to deport migrants, it seems as if Donald Trump has made an exception. He's offering asylum to white South Africans. Rachel Savage is the Guardian Southern Africa correspondent. Rachel, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
When did he make this offer, Rachel, and what were the circumstances of it?
So the offer was made in an executive order on February the 8th. And now in the sort of week or so leading up to that, both Trump, his Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, Elon Musk, Trump's advisor, were sort of making various statements online and in the media saying that South Africa was being racist towards white people.
And an idea to kind of dig into that a little bit. I mean, there has been this long running now. It's very much pushed online that white South African farmers are being targeted specifically and attacked in their homes.
Yes. Now, this is there is a lot of misinformation around this. So there are white farmers being murdered, and you know these murders and there's torture as well. Are pretty horrific. However, there's no evidence that these farmers are being targeted for their race or at any higher rate than other South Africans. There were 26,000 murders in South Africa last year. Only 44 were what the police classified as farming community work murders, and those included black smallholder farmers and black farm workers as well. Now, Professor Rudolf Zinn, a University of Limpopo professor, he went and interviewed people in jail who had committed farm robberies, farm murders. And what they told him was that they tailored their language to the victims. So while victims do report, if they've survived, that, you know, robbers will say, oh, we're coming here to take your land, don't come back, that this is a fear tactic, essentially, to try and instill fear in their victims so they'll give up their cash and their valuables as quickly as possible without reaching for the guns that they often have themselves on their farms.
Also, an allegation that's made is that white South Africans are actively discriminated against.
So there is affirmative action policies, and these are very unpopular amongst white people in South Africa. And what experts say is that, you know, at the micro level, there are undoubtedly white people who will have lost jobs, white-owned run businesses that will have lost government contracts, for example, because of these affirmative action laws. But, you know, the white people on average have 20 times the wealth of black South Africans. These affirmative action laws haven't worked basically for 30 years. They've created a black elite, but ultimately have not lifted poor black people out of poverty. But then many white South Africans, not all, but about half white South Africans would like to see these policies ended. And many of them will feel that they unfairly target white people and are stopping them getting jobs. But also white people have an unemployment rate of about 9%, whereas black South Africans are unemployed 46%.
Now, since he's signed this executive order, has a process been put in place for white South Africans to claim asylum in the US?
It's not very transparent. On the US embassy website, there's an email where people can sort of inquire and express interest, but the actual process has not been publicised. The New York Times reported in March that about 8,200 people, white South Africans, had applied through the embassy, although there's sort of tens of thousands who have expressed interest in sort of other ways. And Reuters reported recently that 30 people had already been approved for asylum. I don't know whether that's gone further, whether they, you know, have started the process to move to the US yet. But that's what Reuters is reporting, that they've been interviewed at the US embassy and have been approved.
And is it known what the criteria is?
Again, that's not clear at all. So Trump's executive order talks about disfavored ethnic minority Afrikaners. Now, about 60% of white South Africans, so about 2.4 million people, consider themselves Afrikaans. So their native language is Afrikaans, whereas other white South Africans might speak English at home. But other white South Africans argue that they're being racially targeted too, but Trump specifically refers to Afrikaners. But it's not clear whether they're going to consider white English-speaking South Africans as well. It's not clear whether, you know, you have to have suffered a farm attack to be considered, you have to be a farmer, that, you know, the criteria hasn't been made clear, but people who have gone through the interview processes have told journalists that, you know, the refugee officers were sympathetic to their claims of persecution.
Mm. Now, and whatever about what the cold facts and figures might be, among white South Africans, is there a perception that they're discriminated against and a perception that they feel somewhat under siege?
For some, absolutely. You know, some of the people I spoke to had suffered horrific violence, or, you know, their father-in-law had been murdered, their mother-in-law had been tortured in a farm murder. And, you know, this is undoubtedly, you know, extremely traumatic. But yes, yeah, so, you know, this violence and, you know, the affirmative action laws, certainly for some white South Africans, you know, they can feel under siege. That's definitely true. But there are plenty of white South Africans who, you know, don't think they experience racism. Max Dupree's, an Afrikaans newspaper editor, said Trump's policy was an absurdity. But there are also Afrikaans and other white South Africans who want to stay and sort of quote unquote fight for South Africa. So they think they're being discriminated against, but they say they're not going anywhere. So there's a, you know, a diversity of views amongst white South Africans. Not all of them think they're being discriminated against.
Mm. Have they done polls among people as to whether they would consider emigrating from the country?
Yes. So I haven't got the figures right in front of me, but yes, I think a majority of white people, and certainly higher numbers of white South Africans than other races, do want to emigrate. Mm. And as I said before, you know, a majority of white people do think that affirmative action laws should end, compared to about a third of black South Africans.
Yeah, so almost two thirds of white people apparently would consider emigrating, compared with 27% of all South Africans. Even the 27% figure is kind of alarmingly high. And does that speak to the high crime level and the economic disparities and the general difficulties in South Africa?
Absolutely. You know, this is the most unequal country in the world. You know, you have staggering wealth here, but as I said, you know, incredibly high unemployment and very high crime as well. So, yes, it's no wonder that such high numbers of people want to emigrate.
Rachel, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Rachel Savage, The Guardian's Southern Africa correspondent.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.